Yeah, it's just another day, another dollar we don't spend on these women. FJT is back to talk some smack. You know, something interesting happened the other day, right? I had a 20-year-old woman from the Philippines trying to suck me back onto the plantation. So most of you know by now that I'm learning different languages. I use social media to practice languages with men and women across the world. So the other day, I get a message from a woman in the Philippines saying she wants to learn English and Spanish. We had a call and I realized that she's 100% fluent in English. So I figured maybe she was pretending she didn't know much English because she just wanted to talk to me. Okay, cool. You want to talk to FJT? No biggie. So within 15 minutes of our conversation, she asked me the typical questions women always ask. So are you single? How tall are you? Where do you work? Who do you live with? Do you live alone? Is that your real picture? Are you a catfish? So, as a man with a PhD in female nature, I already knew what she was doing. So I played the game and I answered all of her questions. Then she says she can't believe that I'm single and she asked what happened with my last girlfriend. And as I'm answering her questions, she's trying to create a false illusion of what the perfect girl would be in my eyes. So for example, I told her I broke up with my ex-girlfriend because she did X, Y, and Z to me. Then Miss Filipina would say, "Oh, well, I would never do that. I'm not like that." Then I remember she asked me if I would get into a relationship with a woman that had a high body count. I told her that I'm not looking for a relationship, but if I was looking to get into one, then no, I wouldn't take a woman with a high body count seriously because women I've dated in the past always had an emotional attachment to the guys they slept with. So in all honesty, one guy is already too many because she'll most likely have an emotional attachment towards him. So then I asked, "Why did you ask me that question? What's your body count?" And then she says, "Oh, well, I've only been with one guy and I made him wait 3 years for sex." So I just chuckled to myself and I shook my head and I thought to myself, oh, she lying. Oh, she lying. So then we eventually hung up and she's texting me, still harping on the fact that I'm young, single with my own house. Then she hits around and says that we should be in a relationship. So I told her again that I don't want to be in a relationship with anybody. She asked why. So then I sent her a MGTOW video. Oh, yes, I did. You bet I did. So she texted me back and said, "I can't watch this video any longer." So I thought she was going to stop talking to me completely after that. Nope. A while later, she called me and for the first 5 minutes, we were talking about stuff in general. Then out of the blue, she goes, "I can't believe you're. So I'm like, "What? What'd you say?" And she was saying, Never mind. So I said, "Go ahead, get it off your chest." Then she just goes, "I don't understand why you're so mad at the world. So you're telling me you have your own house, your own car, and money. What's the point of having all this stuff if you aren't going to share it? You need to go out and find the right one." So I asked her a rhetorical question and said, "Why is it that mostly women are unhappy for my personal life decisions? Because I notice whenever I say I'm happy and single, everyone else gets upset." Then she goes, "You're gonna die alone. You're gonna be miserable for the rest of your life. You've been hurt because you chose the wrong woman." So I said, "Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but in most cases, we all die alone. And sure, maybe I did choose the wrong women, but have you looked at the stats, young lady? Over 50% of marriages end in divorce, and 98% of all the married men I know all tell me that they're extremely unhappy." So I asked her, "After witnessing all of these breakups, would you agree that relationships and marriage is a gamble? She says, yeah, but hold up. So I said, okay, even you acknowledge that it's a gamble, why are you upset that I'm not gambling? That's like me going to a casino, losing all of my money on a slot machine, and you tell me, oh, don't give up. Not all slot machines are like that. I told her that I can't unsee what I already saw. If you or anybody else wants to get into a relationship or marriage or whatever, I wish you luck. But me personally, I'm done. She's like, no, you can't be done. You can't leave. You can't say that. Well, I just said it. I'm done and I ain't coming back. No, no, come to the Philippines. We're better. We'll treat you better. I just said, okay, okay, I'll give you that one. Yes, Filipino women are much better than Western women, but the bait and switch is always in effect, and female nature is universal. If I ever moved to another country, it wouldn't be for women. It would be because I like what the country has to offer. And how can I trust y'all when I've had many married women living in the Philippines reach out to me in the past via social media talking very sexual to me? And I'm very flattered that you're interested in dating me, but if we ever somehow cross paths in the future, we could kick it short term and quote unquote have fun, and you could suck me off under the mistletoe. And after I said that, she didn't have anything else to say. She was just like, It's funny because even after I said all that, she's still on my nuts, craving for my validation. Even though she tried to shame me by calling me hurt, bitter, and miserable, she never once called me a liar. I could have spoken to her in English, Spanish, or Chinese, but that day I spoke facts.
Freezy just tells I love you for a long time.